With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Day three of the Democratic National Convention. Later tonight, the acceptance speech of Vice Presidential hopeful Tim Walz and the Minnesota governor coming under very heavy scrutiny.
Describing his family's struggle with infertility, the Minnesota governor has implied that he and his wife used IVF to conceive. However, they actually used artificial insemination. The campaign and its allies defended Walz, while Republicans accused him of falsely using his personal story for political gain. Kamala Harris's running mate also has been criticized for misstating his military rank at retirement and saying he carried weapons of war in war. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
And former President Bill Clinton is set to deliver his 12th address to the Democratic National Convention. Clinton speaks tonight, facing uncertainty about the impact he'll have on the party. Also at SRNnews.com, Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. says heads are going to roll after it's been learned that a former mayor who was accused of spying for China has suddenly fled the country. BBC correspondent Electra Naismith has the latest on this developing story.
President Marcos reacted with fury to news that Alice Guo had been allowed to leave the country. He said it laid bare the corruption undermining the Philippines' justice system. She's accused of allowing human trafficking and scam centres to operate while mayor of the small town of Bambam. A raid there in March saw hundreds of people rescued from an online fraud operation. Immigration officials say Ms. Guo left the country illegally, somehow managing to skip border checks. The presidential office has ordered her passport to be cancelled while the search is on to find her.
This is SRN News. Something very special is coming to the Museum of the Bible.
The Washington, D.C. landmark is teaming up with the Israel Antiquities Authority to display an ancient mosaic that adorned a Christian worship site in Syria. The 1,800-year-old artwork was discovered just 20 years ago by Israeli archaeologists and has never been on display in Washington, D.C. before. Museum spokesman Bobby Duke calls the mosaic, quote, one of the most important archaeological discoveries for understanding the early Christian church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The International Christian Concern sounding an alarm about anti-proselytizing laws in many countries. ICC says the measures, which purport to protect religious freedom, are actually a way of legally persecuting Christians. Algeria, Cambodia, Malaysia, and Yemen are just a few of the nations where it's illegal for a person to discuss their faith. This is SRN News. A key airline merger apparently in the works.
Alaska Air is one step closer to acquiring Hawaiian Airlines after the U.S. Department of Justice chose not to challenge the $1.9 billion deal that the carriers say will create a company better able to serve travelers. Alaska Air announced in December that it would pay $18 in cash for each share of Hawaiian. The brands of both airlines would be preserved after the merger, which is unique in an industry where decades of acquisitions have left only four big carriers dominating the U.S. market. Keith Peters reporting.
Health clinic in Montana by deadly asbestos contamination asking an appeals court to reverse $6 million in fines and penalties that after a jury found it submitted hundreds of false claims. Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 22 points, S&P head 13. More details at srnnews.com.